This is an executive summary of Form 8824, reporting your 1031 exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Many investors think the exchange is finished once they've closed on the replacement property. It isn't. The deferral has to be claimed, and that happens on IRS Form 8824, like kind exchanges, filed with your tax return for the year you sold the relinquished property. The form documents the exchange, calculates how much gain is deferred versus recognized, computes any taxable BOOT, and establishes your basis in the replacement property going forward. Even a fully deferred exchange, where you owe no tax, must be reported on Form 8824. The deferral isn't automatic, and failing to report it correctly can invite questions even when the exchange itself was valid. This guide walks through what the form reports, its key sections and calculations, and how to approach it with your CPA so your exchange is documented correctly. Form 8824 is the IRS form on which you report a like-kind exchange and claim the deferral. Its purpose is to document that an exchange occurred, identify the properties involved, establish the timeline, and compute the tax consequences, how much gain is deferred, how much, if any, is recognized as taxable BOOT, and what your basis in the replacement property becomes. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.